Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and my co-host to the right of me, left of me, however you're looking at this, is Robbie Surface.
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Robbie? Man, oh, dude. this has become a regular thing.
I know, man. It's kind of
yes, and I'm still
kind of cool to be a regular thing again.
I still got the blinky light. We're working on it, but I didn't get a chance to go get a new cable, so.
We just got to blinky.
But
instead of calling you Big John, we're gonna call you Blinky John.
Blinky John. Well, I tell you what, man. It's been a good week so far. Valentine's Day put us a day behind on our schedule.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we got to show love to the other halves.
Yep.
And mine writes all the rules. I just follow them.
You just follow the rules, right?
Yes, sir.
So, we just doing our thing. How about you, buddy?
Just hanging out, dude. It's been, like you say, it's been a good week. Had a good dinner last night with the bride and Monk. So
I hear you. You had two lovely ladies with you last night.
Yes, sir, I did. I was fortunate. I had two women on Valentine's.
I hear you. Well, I didn't
know. I don't know. Am I looking at the screen? Because the way the webcam is, and then I got the show notes on my other monitor, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's why I put that camera between the show notes and the other, so I can sort of.
I feel like I'm like staring, not looking at the screen. It's kind of weird.
You're not staring at the camera. You're staring at the screen. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, this past weekend, let's talk about that. Since we went ahead and, got our howdy-do's out of the way. So tell me, this past weekend, who shot?
Fort Valley Gun Club had about 15 archers.
Yeah, that's a new club. So,
and it's it usually starts pretty small, but that's sure that they'll grow. They got a fair amount of archers over in that area.
That's right.
Bullseye Archery down in the Vadosta area.
Yep,
had 30 shooters. I called
Jamie because he didn't post how many shot, and he told me he said they had 30 shooters and a couple of. Had 30 shooters with scores, and so.
Yeah, we had a couple of guys from the shop that went over and shot, Mr. Alan Saunders and Dom Bernardini. S3DA at 12 Ring Archery had about 40 shooters.
Yeah.
Here in the big old city of the Berg.
And a bonus cast from me and you.
There was a bonus podcast done, yeah. That's right. One that we actually got to do in person. Sitting side by side, that's, like you said, I think the first one in almost, or 3.5 years, whatever.
Something like that. It's been a while. And then
RBO.
Yep.
2 days.
Yep.
At about 61 shooters. Gainesville Archery Club, which is, for me, I don't know, I wouldn't say sentimental place, but it's a place that I'll never forget. I won my first 3D tournament ever. At Gainesville Archery Club. Yep. They had about 100 shooters.
It's always good to see them yes. Still running strong. Yes.
That club has been around for a long time.
Yep.
And Kennesaw was supposed to shoot, but they changed to February the 18th.
Which is next weekend, or this coming weekend.
Which is Sunday.
Sunday, yep. But, yeah, so
a lot of archers arching.
A lot of arching going on. I talked James, Jeremy down there at Life Outdoors, about the bullseye thing, and he's like, "Hey man, I like what y'all doing. Keep going." RBO. There was a threat of rain for Sunday, real bad, so he put that 2 days up, and most of his folks were shot on Saturday, I believe. So, and then Sunday wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be for him anyway, until like afternoon or something. So there's a few people that got in there early.
Yeah, well, I know it came a gully washer here at the house. We had 5.5 inches Sunday afternoon to Monday.
I was so scared to come in here on Tuesday because it rained on Monday.
Oh yeah, I bet.
It was dry.
Well, good.
It was dry. So that's a good thing. But, I'm just glad to see all the numbers, picking up and going and doing. And, that Gainesville Archery Club, they're just, doing their thing. And that's a good crowd, 100 shooters.
I can remember the days, is it 15 years ago now? Jeez.
Yeah.
Louise.
Come on.
Where?
Nathan turned 20. Come on.
Yeah. Holy smokes. I wish you hadn't even said anything now. Wow. And I know that's not a long time to come, but me, it is. I mean, I can remember the weekends where it was three tournaments on Saturday, and,
you know, the average club would have 60 to 70 archers, and yeah. Redneck Rack would always pull 100.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Bow Hunters was, you know,
oh, yeah.
really good numbers. You don't see a lot of local shoots anymore with triple digits.
Nope.
That's
strong.
That's really strong. That's really good to see.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm just glad to see people back shooting, you know.
Yes,
and it's 3D season, so you know how that goes.
Yep. When we finish up this weekend coming up, I got three of them I got to get switched over.
That's right. So let's see who's shooting this weekend. Well, as I was putting our show notes together, I added one. I saw a post that said Sweetwater is going to shoot this weekend. Also on Saturday, the continuation of the IBO Indoor World Championships, which is not here in Georgia, but it's a big event, so we want to talk about it. I haven't seen any scores for that yet, so I didn't know. Also, Coastal Empire Archers is having an ASA qualifier. That's down there in Richmond Hill. New club, and the boys from Ogeechee, Archers or whatever it is. You've seen them. You know
mm-hmm.
those boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're running that club. And then me and you got a date in Banks County in Homer.
Yes, sir.
Yep. With the S3DA Indoor State Championship. There'll be 155 archers at that event.
Yep, we're rolling out of here tomorrow about 3 o'clock. That'll yep. be Friday at 3 o'clock. I don't know when people will listen to this, but
I'm hoping that I can get it pushed out for in the morning, if not tonight. So, because we're a day late, I'm just trying to get it out early. You know, get
yeah,
it on out.
Yeah, that's my fault. Sorry, y'all.
It's okay.
My wife wanted to go to dinner, and
it's all
she
right.
makes way more money and has all the things that guys like, so I went to dinner with Mama.
You seen the Baker Archery Circuit?
I have. I'm okay. not extremely familiar with exactly what it is.
Okay.
In the times that I've seen it and in the spare time I've had, I've tried to click on it. I've looked at some posts and or some
yep.
pictures and whatnot, trying mm-hmm. to figure out exactly what it is.
Okay. So but they started out a few clubs, sort of like what we're wanting to do, you know, in the future for Georgia mm-hmm. Archery Circuit. So that they started with a few clubs, and they host an event, and you sign up, and they do, and they host it. So this will be the first one in Georgia this year. They also will have one in Gainesville. But this will be the first one this year. You have to sign up. Nobody's going to know because this ain't going to go out in time because it's 15 minutes past the sign-up time. Thursday at 10 o'clock tonight, they had the sign-up cutoff. But Baker Archery Circuit is shooting at Rocky Ranch Archery this weekend on Saturday, and it's a shotgun start. 10 be there at 10, start at 10:30. So
okay,
but
so what is it exactly?
It's the same thing. It's just a guy he started up with a couple of clubs trying to, you know, you remember Mega Triple Crown.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. He's got decent payouts and decent sponsors and some shooter to year stuff going on, and it started South Carolina, you know, Tennessee a little bit, and now it's sort of, you know, migrated to Georgia. So
is it an amateur?
Yeah.
Circuit?
Yep, it's a circuit.
Okay.
Just like they got mm-hmm. all the lots of different classes, and, you know, open classes and known classes and, you know, all the different things. So it's a pretty cool circuit. So,
heck yeah.
And I posted it on the Facebook page so people could see it, you know, if they wanted to get in. But so the 18th, a continuation again, that's the Sunday. IBO Indoor World Championships for the third day. Kennesaw, that moved their date for their ASA qualifiers now on that Sunday. The North 40 Archery is having their shoot down in Cochran. Outback Archery is having their shoot. And then R&D is having their shoot. So there's plenty of places to shoot that you should be able to get to. You know, considering you got, you know, Kennesaw on the north side and North 40 down there in Cochran, and you got Outback down toward Augusta, and then you got R&D over there, you know, outside Griffin. So, I mean, there's places all over the state shooting, so you should be able to shoot somewhere on Saturday and Sunday. So,
Yeah, I saw where Nathan Gaddis was asking earlier if where there was to shoot 3D this weekend.
Yeah, Nathan, I put a new sight tape on his bow yesterday. Was it yesterday or was it this morning? Shoot,
he getting around good after all.
Yeah, he is.
Surgery?
He's getting around good. Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah. So he got his bow set up. And he's like, I'm gonna shoot a little 3D. I was like, hey, go for it. But you know, that's this weekend. But that's gonna be a lot of shooting. It'll be a lot of talking about next week about some scores and how many shooters we had. You know, because that's a bunch of different dates. But you know what's coming up next weekend?
I've heard. I don't know.
You don't know? Come on now. You've been out of the loop that far?
No, man. I know the ASA is coming, boy.
All right. Well, so we all know that the ASA is coming. So next weekend we won't have a lot of places to talk about who's shooting because the ASA is coming, right?
Are you going?
No, sir. I'm not going. But let me just play this.
These bring different challenges for everybody, so this is where it all happens right here.
It's a nail biter all year.
There's a handful of guys in this class that can lay it down each weekend, and you just have to be on your A game.
Conditions were tough, hard to see.
Today was one of the hardest courses I'd ever shot in my life.
Let's have a good time. Shoot them up!
Yesterday we had a 6-hour delay because of the rain.
The ASA does it better than anybody.
Just a big arrow right here.
And I knew coming in today I was just going to have to just throw down.
Here, dude.
This tournament counts for Shooter of the Year.
That got the crowd going.
Here we go.
Now we're seeing screens.
17 points.
Yeah. Two in a row for Clark.
This is going to be big.
He got it.
You see how fast he was.
Yeah, she gets a win.
That's how you make a move right there.
I get one chance at the classic every year.
One shot.
This is it.
What a shot.
4 of 5 points.
That's it. Professional archery right there.
I see your 14.
Good archer right there.
Dude,
let's go get my bow, man. Let's just go. Sign up next week. Let's go.
I want to go shoot some 3D, man.
You ain't lying.
It's dark outside right now, but I kind of want to go get my bow and turn the garage lights on.
You are not lying. That video is
fire.
There's no doubt about it. Competition Archer Media did their thing on that.
They threw it down on that one.
No doubt about it. So, oh, my God, just the excitement. There was a bunch of Georgians in that video. You know, you've seen several of the
pros. I saw Sambo.
Sambo. Yeah, and then Kaylee's in there, some pictures, you know. So you can't beat that. That's
that was
awesome.
Fire.
Yeah. So, yeah, that gets you all fired up about archery and about 3D for sure. But, you know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Man,
I want to watch it again.
There's no doubt. I've done played it like 6 times.
We get done with this. I'm going upstairs.
Put on the screen, son. It's
my wife's gonna be wondering what in the world I'm watching.
It had me motivated.
It'll be like the day from several years ago when, you know, I'd leave the house at 9 o'clock, come back to the shop, and pick up my bow and shoot till 1 o'clock.
One o'clock in the morning. That's right.
Kind of thinking about going to the shop now.
No doubt. Anyway, yeah, so I like that video. I got everybody fired up. Scott Parrott is the national coordinator. You know, we get to see him calling all the – holding all the numbers and doing his thing and setting up those courses for all those guys. And so you get one – this is the week before. Got all those shoots so that you can get some practice in before the big show starts.
Get tuned up.
Yep. So I think that's awesome, man. It's been some reminiscent going on around here. You know Scotty Rhodes?
Yeah.
So Scotty's children have been in here shooting on league night, and Scotty's been in here. Oh yeah, both of them shooting. And I've been poking at him. I'm like, come on, get the bow. He's like, oh, you know. I was like, we can't sit and watch, Scotty. We got to shoot. We was talking tonight, you know, and he's got a 3-digit ASA number.
Right? Dude's been around for a day.
He won the Classic in 96.
I didn't realize Scotty was that old.
Yeah, he's 3 years older than me.
So that's like 111.
Yeah, something like that, yo, young buck. But, yeah, so we was doing a bunch of reminiscing just on things, then, you know, just shoots and stuff like that. It was cool. We was talking about different things and how it's changed, how payouts have come. You know, contingency is the big thing now, where payouts were pretty good then, and they were mm-hmm. really good before that, you know. So, mm-hmm. but it's still the biggest game in town for, you know,
yep.
most everything there is. I enjoy it. There's some other, you know, my favorite archery is still field, just because it's a whole lot of errors and a whole lot of learning. But, you know, me and you traveled that circuit there for a while.
Yes, sir.
Went all over the place and had a good time. So,
we were talking about it in the shop today, and actually had the same discussion with another individual earlier in the week. And, you know, I do miss it, but I struggle with having the fire to practice in order to be competitive.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed last year when I went to Columbus and shot, but one side of me is like, man, I want to go shoot. The other side is like, no, there's something else I'd rather do. I don't know exactly what it is, but
well,
I still enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I just don't have the desire to practice as hard as it would take in order to be competitive, and it's kind of where I'm at. So,
well,
I don't know.
One thing that was announced today that may is not on this list because it ain't happened yet, but it was announced today that the Total Archery Challenge is coming to Georgia.
I was going to mention that, and I am going.
So you are going.
Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise,
jump
and
on
mama
there,
don't.
Jump on there at 3:22 to sign up, because that's when they launch the sign-up date. So.
Mm-hmm. As long as, you know, mama doesn't divorce me for being gone so many Saturdays.
You know that's 4-H Outdoor State Weekend.
I hadn't looked at the dates that hard, but nope, I did not know it.
We lost you there for a minute. Hold on. Talk to me again.
I can hear me.
Yeah, but it's coming through here on garbled all of a sudden.
I don't know what you did.
There it went. It's back clear. I don't have a clue. It's, you know, the internet. Those interwebs make things go crazy sometimes. Yes, I looked at the date, and I thought, ugh, that sounds like fun. And then I went, ugh. But,
darn.
Yeah.
Well, when we get done with State Outdoor, it'll be that late that afternoon. I can drive over and
at least shoot Sunday.
Shoot Sunday.
Yeah.
I may do that.
It's just a lot. It's just a Lonega.
Yeah, so it'll be another 2 hours from Eatonton.
Two and a half.
Yeah, I'll get with some of the parents that are here.
Yep.
That will be going up for Rock Eagle. I know Ben and Liam may want to go. And
hey, you know,
McKinley, because that'd be a fun one. And I'm sure they'll have an easy course for us people that don't know how to shoot.
Well, I'm taking hunting bow if I go. For sure, hunting bow.
Yeah, I mean, I would take mine too.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd take mine too.
Skinny arrows, 100 yards. Yep, let's go. It's hilly at Ironworks, I promise you. It is nothing but crest and valleys. It is nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that one. Yeah, I do want to go to that.
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was very cool. I had some guys send me some messages, and as soon as they announced, I kept getting screenshots of it, and they're like, So. Yeah, that was one of the things. And then I was going to also mention Southeastern Bow Hunters. Have you ever seen that? They got a podcast.
Yes. All
right.
Yeah.
So Eric's been coming in, right? And we've been talking. So I just want to give him a little shout out because he's got some good guests coming on his show. You know, And it's cool to listen to, and it's archery, so you know, I mean,
right,
yeah,
up our alley.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, a lot of archery. I mean, yeah, they're you know, bow hunting, so it's pretty cool. So it'd be, hey, give him a shout out, and you know, I shared it out, liked it, and we'll see what they got going on. But he's got a bunch of cool things on his podcast that's been going pretty
cool.
Good. So
yeah, I just did one with Tommy Walton. From Tom Teasers.
Tom Teasers, that's right.
Yep, this past Monday over on the Chasing It Outdoors podcast.
That's cool.
That was a pretty good podcast. That man is him and, you know, Terry Ron.
Oh, my gosh.
Those
yeah.
two are.
Yeah.
God, what would I do just to be able to turkey hunt with each one of those guys just once?
Just one time, that's right.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, looks like we about close to where we need to be as far as talking about things and – you know, I think we covered everything, and I'm excited for 3D, and I ain't even
play that video again.
I ain't even got a 3D bow. Yeah, y'all go look that video up. Give, Competition Archery Media. They got it. It's on their YouTube. It's on their Facebook. Go check it. Check that video out. Like I said, the bow hunters, you can check them out. They actually have a second annual bow hunter shoot that they do every year, and this be their second annual. So we'll talk about
it. They do that over at Charlie Elliott.
Sure
yeah.
do. So
yeah, I saw that.
He wants me to come over there, and we'll try to get on and do a podcast, all of us together type thing, and you know, scratch each other's back. Cause,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's all we're here. We're here to grow the sport of archery, right? That's what we're doing, no matter which way it is. Hunters, I mean, if we don't put more bows in people's hands, hunting archery will end up going away. So
extinct, you know, at some point.
Yeah, for sure. But
hopefully not in my lifetime.
Oh, you ain't lying, mine either. But one other thing we was talking about, you know, the little birdie may say that Big John's not 100%, but 90% sure that he's gonna go to California and shoot Redding next year.
That is the one shoot that.
That's a bucket list shoot.
Yep, that's a bucket list shoot.
Yep, and that's the plan. As of right now, we're working out people and flights and an Airbnb and all of this good stuff. So, because you got to plan it. You can't.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a year ahead of time. I mean, they shoot in May. So, you know, we got a little time, but that's what we're working towards. But. Let's see, where can everybody find us at?
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
GeorgiaArchery.com.
That's right. If you got a question or a comment or you want to ask something, you can email me at George or email us at GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com.
You can find us on the Facebook.
You can find us on the Books of Face.
And the Twitter.
And the Tweeter. It still says Twitter down there. It's not X.
It's not Tweeter anymore. It can't. It's always going to be Tweeter.
Yeah. You can always find all these videos and our audios on, you know, when we just do audio only, on YouTube. There's some cool little shorts that's been kicking in.
Yeah, I don't know who's putting all that together, but it looks really good.
Looking pretty good. Like I said, you can find us at www.georgiaarchery.com. You can find us on Instagrams, on the Grams. You can also find us on the Tiki Talk.
The Tiki Talk.
Yep, the Tiki Talk.
That's the new, like, thing.
Yeah, it is. And the Snapchat. You can always find us on Snapchat.
So. I've been going live for our Thursday night league shoot. So
On the Talk Tick.
On the Talk Tick.
Yep.
And, like, tonight we had 250 people watching live.
That's pretty cool.
And then when I was doing the scores and pairing everybody up into teams, I'd had Abigail walking around with my phone.
Doing the filming thing.
And TikTok says, hey, you know, you got kids on live, can't have kids on live. You're out of here.
That cut. So how many shooters you have tonight?
14.
That's right. You know how I had tonight? 20.
20.
20.
Turnout.
It was a it was a packed house, and the winners left with Benjamin in pocket. See, they all, you know, $200 went out the door after $200. They left.
$200.
Yep, they all got $100 a piece for the team.
Dang.
So, that ain't a bad
day. Can I come up and shoot?
Pay $20 and leave with $100.
Can I come up and shoot?
You're more than welcome to, but it's 3-hour drive, so you got to get off early.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot like a 260 and get me a handicap.
Oh, yeah. Well, we play shooting five spot right now, so it's harder to get a handicap.
I shoot them in the blue just as good as anybody. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't even know if I could get through a full 30 arrow round.
Yeah, well, that's what I shot 30 yesterday on a blue face just to see where I stood, and it wasn't bad. I was happy I stayed in the white, so, you know.
That's an important part.
Yep, stayed in the white. The X count wasn't too bad. I dropped probably, what did I drop, 5 or 6 X's. So. Not bad. Not considering a guy don't pick his bow up.
Yeah, I'd shoot more blues than I would white.
That's not true. That's not true. Don't let nobody tell you that.
Yeah.
But
probably right now.
You know, I felt the same way. It's, you know, I haven't shot my bow in a while, that kind of stuff. But
well,
yeah.
I'm hoping that there'll be a little, once we get back from this weekend and I get some sight tapes made for some kids that we're, yep, you know, going to be getting ready for 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Allen has got some targets set up, and we're going to go over to his place next weekend, I think. And
yep. Just sort of
kind of start showing the ropes to these kids that's never shot 3D at all ever before.
Hey, that's the funnest part in the world, man.
So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe that'll spark a little fire. Yep. Maybe.
But yeah, the podcast, the audio version is everywhere. I checked it. It's like on almost everything. It's on Audible. It's on Prime. You can find it through Amazon Prime. On the Audible side. Yes, sir.
You're on Amazon Prime?
You are on Amazon Prime, son. And
maybe my wife will buy me now.
As long as you get it next day air.
Maybe my wife will buy me now.
And then, let's see. I mean, I just checked all the different places. So we're on Audible. We're back on, we're on everywhere. It's like if on Apple,
Spotify, Google.
It's on Google, it's on, you know, Podbean, because that's where we drop them at originally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I got to figure out how to get Chasing It Outdoors on Prime, Amazon Prime.
That's fire, man. When it got on there, I was like, what? Wait a minute. You can listen to our Audible, in all of our podcasts in the Audible?
Got to figure out how to do that.
That was,
hey, babe, check it out. I'm on Amazon Prime.
For real, I was shocked because you know you go through and just, I try to do some looking to figure out where everybody's at. And there's 5 or 6 or 7 of the you know everybody's favorite podcast listeners, and, mm-hmm, and we were listed in all of them. So
how about that?
Matter of fact, I tried to add links to most of them onto the YouTube channel because you can put all the links in the YouTube channel, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, so it's easy to find. But well, what else you got, bud?
Dude, I think that's it.
It is late. We got to get
late.
Yep, and I got to get up and do it again tomorrow. Well, until next time, I'm Big John,
and I'm Robbie,
and we'll see you.